driving. We were talking about road rallies. Maybe you, well, he said you were interested in those. And we were talking of one that Jeff, another radio ham, is involved in a couple years ago. And they raced these Subaru WRXs or whatever. Have you ever heard of them?
Funny you mention that, Jim. I actually just got one of those WRXs off of my list this morning. I volunteer for the ARA every single year. I volunteer for their snowdrift rally out in Atlanta, Lewiston, Michigan. And this is my first year volunteering with a radio license. So it's going to be interesting to see how volunteering changes with that added certification, I guess. Ask away, though, if you have any questions. I've been doing it a long time.
Oh, very cool cars. Yeah, actually, the snowdrift was the one we were actually talking about. Jeff was one of the corner director race control people at one of the intersections a couple years ago. I guess he's done it a couple times. Yeah, that sounds like kind of a fun race. I'm not too sure, he mentioned years ago. I'm going back a long time in my memory banks here. I've never run one of those Subaru WRXs, or I think they had a couple different models over the last couple years. Very cool.
Yeah, rally is pretty fun because you don't always have to have the WRX or turbo model anything. A lot of the entry-level or the sub-national-level guys, they run a lot of naturally aspirated. The biggest thing about it is the all-wheel drive, though. That really puts you above a lot of the other drivers out there. Gives you a bit more of an advantage, for sure. All-wheel drive is definitely needed on some of those roads out there because they just used the oil roads, the back roads, all the dirt. It's pretty fun. They get going pretty fast if they get enough traction, that is.
Yeah, I guess I have to ask the question. You know, when you're on gravel or whatever, or snow or whatever, and four-wheel drive, can you actually spin all four tires in your turn skid or skid turn or whatever they call it?
Yes, sir. So when you're in full throttle acceleration, the symmetrical all-wheel drive does, in fact, turn all four wheels. It's mechanically input in a lot of the older Subarus, though, so if one wheel slips, the other one engages just to kind of compensate for it, but a lot of the times when there's no traction, you have all four spinning until you find it.
Oh, very, very cool. That's what just amazes me, because the vehicle is not necessarily going forward. It's kind of several degrees sideways, but still in motion.
Yeah, a lot of the power drifting and stuff like that is actually very well controlled with acceleration, whereas in, say, a front wheel or a rear wheel drive, you kind of have to modulate your acceleration to kind of work with the gravity of it and the G-force, but usually with the all-wheel drive system, when in doubt, flat out, and it'll straighten out eventually, you hope.
Yeah, so you hope, I guess. Okay, well, I just wanted to say hello to you, and I knew Rick kind of gave me a heads up that he'd be driving up to Harbor Springs, shuttling vehicles, or I'm not too sure exactly what he was doing, but I'm going to drop off and let anybody else that's on the net to maybe jump in. Alpha Charlie, it's Delta Golf. Hey, good to talk to you, and drive safe up there.
It was a pleasure meeting you today, Jim. I'm on 73, and it was wonderful talking to you. KF8FDZ, resuming listening.
It's 20 degrees.
Funky Bunch. Blue suede shoes. KDYS, motor in northbound.
KB9NN, mobile monitoring.
KF8ENF from K8Z80. KDYS.
KC8QBS, listening.
Oh yeah, we got you.
Yeppy. Hey, I'm out here filling up propane tanks.
Well, I just got done eating a Sammy.
Yeah? Where you at?
Indian River. My radio shut off when I started my truck. Indian River. I'm just sitting here, getting ready to roll to the bank dock. Bumping docks.
Unloading or loading?
Both. Unload and reload.
Alright. Okay. Well, I'm sitting out here by my 500-gallon tank. I got a 30-pounder on there right now I'm filling, and then I got a 20-pounder to fill.
Yeah, you're crazy. Yeah, my next stop's in Harrison.
Where at in Harrison you gotta go?
Right by the water tower, there's a company called the Federal Broach.
Okay. The factory then right here in Harrison?
Yeah, they make tool, it's a machine shop.
Yeah, okay.
Can't do IS mobile. Yeah, we're just cruising out back. No, I don't think I'm gonna make it. Have to wait for this car. I'm out here on M68, Sheboygan County.
Alrighty. Well, I'm in Summerfield Township, Leota, Michigan.
Yeah, I think I know where that's at. I'm not familiar with it, though.
Yep, I'm right here. Not going anywhere. Well, I got to run down to the Township Hall today. About half a mile from here, but I'll talk to the Township Supervisor. Other than that, I think I'm going to come back here and work on that sled. I got to get that sled back together.
Well, when you're down there talking to that guy, ask him about that tower that's sitting right there. See if you can get on that.
What tower?
The one at Summerfield Township Hall.
The cell tower there? There's a transfer station?
Yeah, see if you can get on it. Be like, yeah, tell him the stipulation of having it here, and we need a ham repeater on it.
Yeah, I already covered that with the guys that put the tower up. And they told me it was absolutely, positively, no way would I ever get any space on that tower because they know the owner of the tower and he won't let anybody on it.
Why not? What are they worried about?
Got me. They didn't have to give me a reason. They just told me no.
All right, well, I'd keep bugging them about it.
Been bugging them about it. It's a cell tower. And the guy that owns them towers is putting all them towers up. He ain't gonna let anybody else on them towers. AT&T might be able to get on in about 5 or 10 years, and he'll lease out a space to them. But otherwise, right now, it's strictly a Verizon tower.
Well, them guys putting them up, they don't know. You asked them about putting an antenna on it for something. They don't know what you're talking about. So they might have thought you want to put cell phone stuff on it.
No. The guys I talked to knew about ham radio and all that kind of stuff, and they said, no, there's no way you're going to get a ham repeater antenna or any antenna on this tower. So I just left it alone right then and there. The answer was no.
All right. Well, these townships need to, my township's got one over there, too. They need to, before they sign the paperwork, they need to make it beneficial for ham people, too. That's what I think. I think they should say, well, if you're going to put one here, you gotta let us put a repeater on it. All right, I'm running into this building. I got to get unloaded and reloaded. Yeehaw. KBYS mobile. We'll catch you here in a bit. I'll holler back.
All righty. I'm just sitting out here in a lawn chair watching this tank fill. KCAQVX.
KFANF from KAZAT.
AD9NN Mobile, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You hope you're being safe on these roads?
Roger, just passed a pretty good accident at Reynolds Road right at the gas station there on 31. Heading into Pua myself. How about yourself?
I'm just headed back to work from lunch, and I'm just north of Lansing.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, we've got just some light snow flurries, and the road surface is kind of, I would say, partway pavement, and kind of two tracks with the center lane still ice.
Yeah, that's kind of what we have underneath about, I think I'm going through probably close to 5-6 inches of fresh snow right now.
Okay, we had that about a night or so ago, and boy, we got the snowblower out yesterday and the roof rake, and boy, did we move a ton of snow off of the deck and the sidewalks and that sort of stuff. It was a pretty good workout.
Yeah, that's for sure. This is kind of what I remember winters being like as a kid, actually.
Roger. Yeah, I grew up on the western border of the Upper Peninsula. Went to college at Michigan Tech, so I was up there during the 77-78 snowstorms, which were interesting to say the least.
Yep, they definitely do still deserve to be talked about after all this time, so that's when you know you got a winner there.
Roger. Yeah, I think we're running in due. I think we're running about 150% of average snowfall, so we've definitely had a lot of snow, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up anytime soon.
The water table can use it, though, around here, so that will that'll help out immensely come summertime.
Roger. Yeah, our family owns the two golf courses in the area, and we go through a lot of water in the hot part of the summer, so this moisture definitely will help.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to have to turn you loose here. I have to, I got to play a little bit of the where is the edge of the road game here, so I got to pay a little closer attention. But thank you for coming back to me. I hope you have safe travels out there, and hopefully we will catch up with you again. KZAT, clear on your final.
Okay, very good. Yeah, thanks for the ride along. Always good to have some chatter. And safe travels. Hope that you make it to your destination safe and on time. Have a great day. AB9NN Mobile. I'll be monitoring for a while. AB9NN Mobile monitoring.
Hey, DYS, driving in the White Owl.
Good afternoon, Ryan. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Well, just got back in from Shelway to Whiteout. How are you? Or where are you?
I'm on M68, westbound, almost to 75 freeway. You just got back from Charlevoix, you said?
No. Shoveling my driveway. Shoveling. I don't have a plow, so I shovel.
Okay, well, that's good for you. That's good to hear you. Yeah, is it a whiteout? It's got to be whiteout over there. This whole tip of the peninsula here is all whiteout.
Well, I'm going to say 2 inches of very, very light, fluffy stuff. So it's very, very fluffy, which is good and bad.
Yeah, it won't stick around long, but... But yeah, it makes it fly up when you're driving. I'm getting ready to get on the big road here and head back home. So I bet, yeah, after I get out of Gaylord, it'll probably be cleared up. But it wasn't really doing anything in, I was about 8 miles east of Indian River. Wasn't really doing anything, but as I go west, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And the temperature's coming up to it, 17.
All right, well, hey, as a Navy term, I'll say following seas, and which means wind from the back. So hopefully you'll get that. So, hey, have a safe travel. ACATG, good to talk to you, sir.
All righty, same to you. Yep, be careful out there. We'll catch you later. I'm going to get on here. Jumping on the old freeway, 75 South. K-8-D-Y-S, standing by. KCQDX, K-D-Y-S, are you out there standing by still?
Yep. Sitting here eating my lunch.
Oh, what are you having?
Pork sandwich. I cooked pork roast the other night in the crock pot, so I just had me a couple pork sandwiches.
Well, I won't keep you. I'll let you eat. I was just curious if you're out there. We're heading back southbound. It's a whiteout up here.
Where are you headed back to, Caddy?
Harrison.
Harrison. All right.
Yeah, I gotta go to Harrison. You'll hear me. I'll be on here.
Okay. I just lost the battery in HT.
Well, throw it away. You're going to have to get a base radio going in your shoppy. Okay, do I have mobile listening? Stand by.
This one here works? I think, yeah, there we go. This one works.
Yeah, just throw them HTs right in the garbage.
No, I got to have these. This is how I get moving around in here and stuff. Get stuff done. Got to have a handheld.
Yeah, I need to get a couple more, too. I've only got, like, 20. All right, well, have fun eating. We'll be standing by. A couple hours, I'll be back in Harrison. K-D-Y-S, motoring slow. Going about 55.
Yeah, happy. There you go. 55, double nickel.
K-B-R-X Mobile. This crest is Coleman Hill, Leelanau County. It's a whiteout. Gotta go slow. KBRX Mobile.
You're just making my repeater. You are. and my GP9 is up there at 60 feet is on 145. My remote base is on 145. That's what you're making it on. I'm coming in great. I'm running 80 watts out on that remote base, for crying out loud. You're only 7 miles away. DQ, DQ. Yep, Dairy Queen. Gotcha. Hey, I got some good news today. I went down to Township Hall and I talked to Dan down there, the township supervisor. He called him up there and talked to him and told him what was going on. I said, yeah, we don't have a problem with that. If he wants to do that down there, that's fine. So I said, cool beans. I can get it in right down here at the transfer station. And they want me to come down next Wednesday and clean out the basement at the Township Hall. I said, I don't have a problem with that. I can do it. What do they got in the basement? This is a, well, just old boxes of stuff, I guess. Probably paperwork and crap like that. I'm not real sure. And then he said, I said, I could go down and work with Mike at the transfer station. And he says, whatever Mike wants you to do, you know, take garbage out of people's cars and throw it in the dumpster, or just sit down there and talk with Mike, or whatever Mike wants you to do. I thought, that's way too cool. I can go down there and sit with Mike on Mondays and Thursdays. I get 12 hours a week, and all I do is sit down there and talk to Mike. I think I'll still go down to the horse farm with Chester. I like Chester. He's pretty cool. Chester's a cool dude. I like Chester. I like being around him. So, yeah, I'm going to go back down to the horse farm with him, too. That wasn't too bad. That was, and the meal they put on yesterday was unbelievable. I go down there just to eat. On the horse farm. Just take a day off work. Go down there to Chester. Go down there and get your meal. Heck, yeah. Anywhere there's a free meal, buddy, I'm all about that. Yeah, Marathon Gas, 61. The township? No, because I already know what the answer is going to be. The answer was no. I already asked them this summer, and they told me no. Gassing them people up around that 8 mile tower again. Hey, can we get on this tower? They're going to say no. And it'll probably be the same way on that Arnold Lake tower out there. If you ever find out who owns it and who's on it, and get a hold of them, they're going to tell you no. Okay, I guess I didn't realize you'd done all that. Did not realize that, so. Okay, that's cool. All I gotta do is find a tower climber. Good luck with that. Cool. Is he insured? He's insured. It's all good to go. Well, we'll see what my finance situation is next spring, next summer. I don't think it's gonna be all that great. Because I'm not going to be able to work. I'm not going to be able to work this year, so. Yep. You got to figure out some way to get there, though, buddy. I'm not hitchhiking 8 miles to town every day. Nope, not going to do that. Ride a moped either. You can't ride anything. You can't drive anything. You can't even run my golf cart up and down the road. I hadn't thought of that. Well, you know what? I got one of them engines in a box downstate. What are the 80cc engines in a box that you put on a bicycle? I got one of them brand new in a box. Never put it on a bicycle. I had all intentions to do it. Just another project. Never got done. Yep, I even went and bought me a brand new bike. Well, I bought me a bicycle and put new tires and everything on that baby. That's been 12, 15 years ago. I bought that motor that you bolt into a bicycle, but never got around to it. Little two-stroke engine, supposed to get 100 miles a gallon. All right, KC8 QVX. No, I don't think you are either. Over. I didn't quite catch your call. You was a little noisy into the system there, bud. This is Mark, KC8QVX.
I'm sitting today, and unfortunately, grounded the entire wire to the center conductor over. This is QVX, over.
KI7QMD mobile listening on 19.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Victor India November. Over.
Okay, do I ask?
KEZAT.
Attention all Northwest Michigan hams, the BARF Benzy Amateur Radio Friends Net starts in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, W8REJ. Good evening, this is the BARF Benzy Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ, my name is Rob, on the net control station for the net tonight. I'm located in Beulah. The purpose of the net is to provide weekly exchanges of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around and for Benzy County. Okay, we're going to start check-ins with Echolink, mobiles, and short timers only at this point. If you're one of those, please come now with your call sign and your name slowly. Okay, we'll do the general check-ins now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Alpha Echo 5.
XI Mary.
KB8SVJ Bob.
WMAP Larry.
KF8KK John.
Okay, the first one was an AE5. I did not get that one. Yeah, the first call I did not get, I believe it was AE5.
Yeah, something's acting weird with my radio.
Okay, call sign and name, please. Is this Kip?
Yeah, this is AE5IB. Kip, my radio's acting weird.
Okay, very good, Kip. I've got you in there now. That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure, so... Okay, anyone else that would like to join the BARF Benzy Amateur Radio Friends Net? Come now.
KG9AUL, 0Echo9, Alpha Uniform Lima. This is Cameron in Southern Allen County. Over.
Hey, Cameron, got you KE9, Alpha Echo Lima. Anyone else?
And it was KG9AUL, over.
Alpha Uniform Lima. Got you that time. Thank you.
This is Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie Mike.
Got you, Mike. Okay, we have 85IB, Kip, KB8BXI, Mary, KB8SDJ, Bob, WNAP, Larry, KF8KK John, KE9AUL Cameron, And W8 Victor Papa Charlie Mike. Anyone else?
Whiskey 8 Tango Sierra Hotel.
Okay, Whiskey 8 Tango Sierra something, Tom. Tango Sierra Hotel. Gotcha, Tom. All right, that's a good start. Good evening, everybody that's checking in tonight. This is the last Wednesday of the month, and January has flown by, and it will be spring in a little bit here. So, okay, what do we have on the agenda here? It looks like, this Saturday, this is the Barf Breakfast on the 31st. There'll be more about that as we get into the closing. Okay, and the Cadillac Swap Fest, I believe, is coming up. Hang on a second, I've got to grab my other calendar here. The 7th, February 7th, Saturday, and that's at the, it's on Veterans Drive there in Tragic City. So, all righty. Well, let's go up to the top here, and we will start. 85IB Kemp, take it away. Stand by, Mary.
Yes, we're going to have to pass on me, because I'm having radio. Well, now it's working. I'm having radio problems. It seems to be blinking off. It might be power. But what I'm going to try to do real quick is say that I've joined the board of the Mills Community House. And today I learned about ChatGPT and played around with that a little bit. And I took a class on how to use ChatGPT to find grants for nonprofits. And other than that, my boards that I ordered for AmSat have landed. I got the notification that I had to pay a tariff from China. And it should be here in the next couple days. So that's what I've got going. And I've got another meeting at 9, so I probably will not be back for the second part of this one.
Okay, Kip, very good. Thanks for checking in this evening, and congratulations. And more power to you as you check into what that job entails there. So very good. Okay, we'll put you down as a one and done. I will call your name later if you want to come back. If you're there, fine. If not, fine. But thanks for checking in this evening. Okay, Mary, KB8BXI, and standby Bob.
So good evening, everyone. This is Mary, KB8BXI. Yeah, the only thing I've got going on at my place is snow and more snow and more snow and a happy dog. Today I was out for a couple hours cleaning out my drive, and I got out my snow rake and took down these big hook-hanging snow. I don't know how it hangs onto the roof like it does, but I was afraid my dog might want to be running underneath and playing in the snow, and I didn't want all this snow coming down on top of him. So I played with the snow rake and got it off my garage a little bit, and a little bit on the north side of my house and the north side of my sauna and the north side of my bedroom, which is an extension onto the house. So yeah, lots and lots of snow. I'm kind of tired of shoveling it and blowing it, but my dog's loving it, so that's fine. I was planning on coming to the breakfast on Saturday, but I just got word that part of my family is going to be coming up from downstate to see me, so I will have to just say hi to everyone now and listen to everyone, and I'll be around for the second go-around. So I'll hand it back to you, Rob. This is Mary, KD8DXI.
Okay. Very good, Mary. We'll get you on the second go-around also, and sorry you won't be able to make the breakfast. And I would actually have some oatmeal if I thought it would get you there. All right, let's see what we have here. Bob, KB8SVJ, and standby Larry.
Good evening, Rob. Everybody else out there on the net tonight, this is KB8SVJ.
Reminder that a week from Saturday, February 7th, is Hamfest. Cherry Land Amateur Radio Club and Traverse City have their Hamfest. They have tables still available, $10 a table. You got something you want to sell? It costs you $10 to try and sell it. So with that, I don't know if anybody's been watching the markets or not, but the price of gold and silver is going through the roof. In the 1990s, I invested roughly around $200, bought a lot of silver, quite a bit actually. It was going for $7, $8, $9 an ounce back then. And I just sold a roll of dimes for $385. I got a lot more to go. I'm going to hold off, see what else happens in the market. I've at least recouped my money already. So, if you got some silver laying around, it might be worthwhile checking in and see if you can sell it. So, with that, turn back to you, Rob, KB8SDJ.
Okay, Bob. Well, congratulations. That was a good investment for you there. I invested in EVs when they first started coming out. And I got out of that fast. So, all right, Larry, WNAP, and stand by John with an H.
Okay, Rob, W-N-R-E-J, and the group, this is WNAP, Larry. Well, I'm working on what I call a voltage distribution printed circuit board assembly, and the schematic is all wrong. And I've been communicating back and forth with Grok, which is Elon Musk's AI machine. And anyway, I now have the correct connections that I need to make, and so I'm into the schematic diagram and making all the changes. W8REJ from WN8P.
Okay, Larry, very good. Well, I'm glad that AI worked for you there. I was thinking of something else. What the heck was I going to say? It was either not important or a lie, so that's the way that works. So, all right, this is W8REJ. This is the BARF, Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. Is there anyone that would like to check in? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee India Lima, K-E-8-Y-I-L. This is Mike from St. Helens.
Gotcha, Mike. Thanks for checking in. We'll get to you here in a few minutes. Anyone else? Okay, let's see. Moving on down the list here. John, KF8KK, take it away and stand by Cameron.
Oh, very good, guys. KF8KK here. You know, Rob, that SDJ repeater keeps wanting to check in. The only problem is he's probably only going to come back to you if you give it to him just at the right time, and he's going to say the same thing all the time. You get kind of tired of that after a while. Sorry. I'm in my AH mode at the moment. Kip, sounds like you got some great projects going there, so best of luck with all of that. And AI to help getting grants. Wow. Yeah, I'm sure it's really good at that. let's see. Mary, sorry we'll miss you on Saturday. But having family around, well, that's important. Of course, you could bring them to the Black River Inn, and they have enough food and probably a good table setting there. Bob, congratulations on the money on the silver. And I guess you call that the junk silver, the roll of dimes. But I'm a little behind you in mine. I bought mine back when it was around $15. But it's amazing how that's gone up. I remember pondering that when gold got to $2,500, that the world would be in chaos. And well, it's blown right past that. It's near twice that now. So the world is in chaos. I guess there's a way of looking at that. Outside of that, not a whole lot to report here. I'm looking forward to the meeting, and I'm going to ask John at the restaurant if he doesn't mind if we plug in the oscilloscope into his power. Hopefully he won't object to that. And if John, without an H, brings that oscilloscope with him, we might be able to all reminisce of what old oscilloscopes look like when they're in use. So it goes. So back to you, Rob. And I hope your week has been good and all is well. KF8KK.
Very good, John. Yeah, it's been wonderful here. We've just only in the last 2 weeks we've gone out twice, I think, to get groceries and pick up mail. Other than that, we've stayed home pretty much. So, oh, speaking of you guys with projects, I came across a little item here. It's called a universal dust cleaning gel. And the name of it is Pulindiki. It's P-U-L-I-D-I-K-I. Pulindiki, I guess, is what it is. But it works really good. It's kind of like silly putty, but it does work. I've used it on keyboards and clean the stuff around the radios and those deep grooves like you have on some of these radios for heat sinks. It does work, so just I thought I'd get that in before my mind went on me again. So, all right, Cameron, KE9AUL, take it away and stand by the other mic.
KE9AUL here. I don't have too much for that. I think it's my first time checking in here, so I just kind of wanted to swing in here and listen to what this net was all about. So yeah, I'll just stand by and listen and see what's going on here. But I have nothing for the net. Back to net control, KE9AUL, over.
Very good, Cameron. We're glad you joined us tonight. And we'll be back on the second go-round, and we'll connect with you again here before we close. So, all right, Mike. We did Mike here. I'm sorry. Tom, W-8-T-S-H, take it away. Okay, Tom, very good. Yeah, I've got a snow blower that I can't use because of my doctor and my wife. They're guarding me like I was fragile. I'm just old, not fragile. Okay. And Mike, WAVPC, did I miss you?
Net Control, this is WAVPC. I don't know if you did or not, but you called me, so... we're just watching TV here, and went to a cardiologist today for stress test. And last week was an appointment, and when I walked into the office, right behind the receptionist desk is a painting of Torch Lake and Traverse City and up north, and it's like, oh. So, We had about 6 inches of snow down here, so nothing much going on other than that, and trying to stay warm. Back to that W8VPC.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, same here. We're hunkered down, so all righty, let's see. I took Tom out of rotation, so we did Mike. We'll do the other Mike out here now. KE8YIL. Mike, take it away.
This is KE8YIL, Mike here in St. Helens. Good evening to everybody on the net. Thank you for getting me in here. And I know one of you guys know me, but they've never met me because, well, Cameron had an Elmer, and that was my dad. And he's very proud of him for doing what he's doing and how fast he climbed up the ladder there. So thanks for that. And he knows who I am. We've talked before, but it's been a while. I just brought in some wood today. I stood on the warm side of the door, and I've been working on this C4 FM radio, Yaesu 3200, I believe it is, trying to get on the Eastern Michigan link, and I just can't seem to get the repeaters in Gladwin and Harrison repeaters down right now, so they turned me on to Pleasant Valley, which is farther than Gladwin, but I can get into that one. So finally, after I don't know how many hours I spent putting up an antenna and a beam and getting that all ready to go, finally I got on the Eastern Michigan link. Holy cow, what a chore that was. But I wasn't giving up. I was not giving up. Just like I'm a tech now, and I'm working on my general. So I got to keep working on that and testing. And that's my next goal, is to get that down. I got an HF radio. I did some winter field day. That was fun. Talked to somebody in Colorado, Brazil, West Africa, Colorado, and Vancouver, Washington. So that was interesting. Like I said, I'm new to this. It's only my second year in. So it's fun to lobby here, especially since I've been laid up. I had a little prostate surgery, and so I've been kind of laid up. So it's nice to have somebody to talk to. So anyway, I'll wait for your second round, and I'll turn it back to you. I think you said your name was Tom. Okay, so KE8YIL. Back to net control, Tom.
Okay, very good, Mike. Yeah, no, I'm Rob, Romeo Oscar Bravo. Net control tonight. So, anywho, we're glad you're progressing there, and just stick with it. And once you get on HF, it's a heck of a lot more fun than 2 meter 440. That's for sure. Especially for me, I'm a rag chewer. I like to get on there late at night and talk to old people like myself. So, okay, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8RAJ, Net Control, for this evening. Is there anyone would like to join the net before I go back up to the top and start round two? Okay, round two. Here we go, folks. Kip, 85IB, take it away, and stand by Mary. Okay, very good. He said he would probably be gone, so we'll mark him as a one and done. And then, Mary, take it away, KB8EXI, and stand by Bob.
Well, hello again. This is Mary, KD8EXI. Not a whole lot to add, except it's nice to share everybody on the net. It sounds like we're all more or less playing with the same white stuff out there. I wish everybody can get to the breakfast, to have a good breakfast. Rob, you can still have some oatmeal without me. Thanks for the thought, though. So with that, I will send it back to you and say 73 all. Good to hear everyone, and hope to talk to everyone next week. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Back to you, Rob.
Okay, Mary, very good. Your brand of oatmeal and mine are two different things. Mine is usually breaded, deep-fried, and covered with gravy. My wife used to ask me what I'd have for lunch, and I'd tell her oatmeal. So, anyway, Bob, KB8, SVJ, and stand by Larry. Take it away.
Last night at Cary Land Amateur Radio Club meeting, there's a special presentation via Zoom from Ed Fong in California. He manufactures and sells antennas. I'm sure he sells other ones, but last night he's actually going with these dual banders.
I know he does like this roll-up J-pole and the dual banders. It's a very interesting presentation he has. And if anybody's interested in purchasing a dual bander, whether it's a 2 meter 440 or like 150 megahertz GMRS dual bander, he normally sells them for $55. If you go through the Cherryland Club, you get a discount for $40. If you're interested, I can hook you up. Kevin Dupree is one who's taken the orders and forwarded them. So it'll be like a group of bulk order. And I can hook you up with Kevin, or I can just arrange it myself, or how you want to do that. He says he sells 300 of these a month. Very popular antenna. So if anybody's interested, let me know or contact Kevin Dupree directly, and he'll hook you up. That's all I got for tonight. I'll send it back to you, Rob, KV8SVJ.
Hey, Bob, very good. Are you going to make the breakfast?
Yes, I am. I will be there 9 o'clock.
Okay, very good. We'll look forward to seeing you then. Larry, WN8P, take it away and stand by John with an H.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WN8P, Larry. Speaking of oscilloscopes, the one I have on my test bench/workbench, it's an older Tektronix 2465A, 350 megahertz bandwidth analog oscilloscope. Yes, it uses a CRT, and so it's done very good for me, and it's wide enough bandwidth, you know, back in the analog days, that it. Like I say, it works for me. Well, it's good to hear everybody on. And, tomorrow I have an appointment, actually two appointments, at the Cadillac VA. The first one at 1 o'clock is to clean my ears out, which I don't think they're going to be able to do because all they do is flush it with, you know, water. And really need to go see Dr. Henge in Manistee. He's got a vacuum sucker that he's used before on me to get the earwax out. And then at 1:30, audiology department supposedly has the broken right hearing aid back from Denver. And we'll see if the left one also will work. 7-3, everybody. W8REJ from WN8P.
Okay, Larry. Very good. Well, good luck with the doctors. I'm good until next month. I start seeing doctors again. So I got to do my blood work and check my CPAP and then go in for my yearly physical at the VA. So, whoopee. Okay, let's see here. John, KF8KK, take it away and stand by camera.
Okay, very good, guys. KF8KK here, and I did want to comment on Mary with her roof raking. Boy, that's tough work. Sounds like you got quite a bit of it done. That's excellent exercise. Best I could say is excellent exercise. Just don't overdo it. Obviously, you know the limit. And, that's good that your four-legged family member there is enjoying every minute of the snow. Larry, that's a nice scope. Somewhere along the line, I know I've had one of those in front of me at a workbench someplace I worked. I don't remember quite where. But, yeah, those are nice. My personal scope is one of those newer portable techs, but newer being still about
15 years old, maybe 20 years old at this particular point. It's a digital sculpt, and one of the earlier ones, the floppy disk, 3.5-inch floppy disk socket on the side. But it has a, what do you call that, fast Fourier transformation plug-in for one of the channels if you want to use that, which, man, boy, that's kind of nice because you could look at one trace and see the normal scope trace, and then on the other you could look at what would be pretty close to a spectrum analyzer indication, and you could tell what frequencies you're looking at. But needless to say, I don't want to go down a scope rabbit hole, but very good. And the universal dust cleaning gel, Rob, that sounds like just the perfect thing. You know, probably even better than a Ed Fong antenna. I shouldn't say that. That's great that nice Zoom call with Fong there at the meeting. And a nice discount, too. With that, not much to say. Just let's keep optimistic about spring coming. Groundhog Day will be here real soon. So make sure you're ready for it. This is an even-numbered year, so it's a patty that we celebrate for Groundhog Day. Links on the odd number years. Back to you, Rob, KF8KK.
Okay, John, very good, yeah, and we'll look for you. I'll bring this floppy gel with me. It's kind of cool. It's like silly putty, only better. And speaking of pods, I was going through some junk on my, some treasures, that's the word, treasures on my workbench, and I found my old SanDisk iPod type player. I charged it up, and by golly, it still plays tunes. So there you go. There's a blast from the past. Okay, Cameron, K9, AUL, take it away and stand by VPC Mike.
K9, AUL, I don't have a
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You broke up. Say that again.
Well, when does this net meet, and what time during the week, or is it every day?
Okay, got you that time. No, we're one day a week, Wednesdays, and we meet here at 8:30 on this frequency. It's a Crystal Mountain repeater or whatever repeater you're linked to get into it. So we are here every Wednesday night at 8:30. So feel free to join us anytime you want. And if you ever get down to our area on the last Saturday of the month, we'll even let you buy breakfast. That's the kind of guys we are. So there you go.
All right, that. Maybe one time I'll be in the area and be able to catch breakfast. Well, I don't have too much to say. It's been a pleasure listening to everybody, and hope I'll be here next week to get on the net. That's all I got. 89, AUL, back to Net Control.
Okay, Cameron, thanks for checking in, and we'll be listening for you, and we'll see you again sometime on the frequency, I'm sure. So, okay, Mike, W8VPC, and standby Tom.
Yeah, W8VPC. Just not much to say. I'd like to say good evening to everybody and have a nice week. Back to net, W8VPC.
Okay, Mike, we'll be listening for you again sometime. Thanks for checking in this evening. W8TSH, Tom, take it away and stand by Mike.
Purchase a head, kind of a head pocket, J1, and especially after last year's ice storm. But it worked real well. So we had fog, it kind of brought back memories. I did the first kind of had fog in California last year. Anyway, Rob, back to you. Everybody have a good evening.
Okay, Tom, thank you for checking in. Yeah, Ed does make a good antenna, that's for sure. Alrighty, we're at the bottom of the list here. Mike, KE8YIL, take it away, and then we'll do a standby.
This is KE8YIL. I got a few questions for you. Where is your breakfast at on Saturday? For some reason, I've lost the repeater like three times. It just cut completely out. I don't know if there's a timer on that or not. On our repeater, we can only talk for 3 minutes, and then it cuts us right off. Let's see, what's the other thing? Tomorrow, if you'd like to join me on, I hope I can do this, on the West Branch repeater, that's the 146940, I'll be in that controller at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Come join us. If you need more information, get a hold of me after the net, and I'll give you the information in case you're using EchoLink or AllStar. What else do I got here? I guess that's about it. I need your call sign again there, Rob. I think I got it, W-A-R-A-J. Is that right? So let me know on your call sign. But that's all I got here, fellas and ladies. And you all have a good day at 7CD All. So this is KE8YIL, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Mike. The call is Whiskey 8, Romeo Echo Juliet, W-8-R-E-J. And we're glad you checked in, and come back and see us some other time there. So, okay, we are at the, you had another question. What was it?
I wondered if you had a timer on here to talk, because I know that we have a three-minute timer on the West Branch repeater. Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as I know, we do have a timer on it. So be short and be succinct. So there you go. That's always been a problem with me because once I get started, it's hard for me to shut up. So okay, this has been the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here. Is there anyone who would like to join the net before I close? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly.
Kilo Echo Fox Julie Whiskey Brad, this is 8 Murray.
Okay, I believe that was Kilo Echo 8 Fox Juliet. I'm sorry, Fox. Blah, blah, blah. FKW. my tongue doesn't work with my brain sometimes. And Brad was the name, is that correct?
Yeah, call sign's right. So, yeah, very good. Hey, you're enjoying the freezer weather outside. I think we have about a zero. Maybe it's minus zero now. I don't know. It's cold up here.
Okay, where be here?
Oh, very good. Well, Sault Ste. Marie, way up here in the Sioux. So, yeah. I guess I have a repeater here tied into the Northern Michigan Link repeater system. So that's all I can hear in you. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with Sault Ste. Marie. My dad worked up there for years at a loan company, back when they had loan companies. We lived there, and we were from Alpena, so we traveled the ferry quite a bit back through there and in those days before the bridge. So anyway, we're glad you checked in, and come back and talk to us again sometime here. We're here every Wednesday at start at 8:30 on on your frequency. Okay, I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. The BarfNet meets every Wednesday evening, like I said, at 8:30 on the Crystal Mountain repeater or your link. In addition to this net, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. So if you're in the area and you're feeling froggy, come in, stop in, and have breakfast with us. Always the last Saturday of the month, and that would be the 31st this month. So, Alrighty, I'll turn the repeater back to normal operation, net. Operation now, sorry, my mouth doesn't work. The net's clear, and I'd like to say 7-3 to all out there, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. This is W8REJ 73, I'm clear.
W8REJ, KEAYIL.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, W8REJ here.
Yeah, when your brain goes faster than your lips, you can just tell everybody that's your first day with your new lips, so you're just training them.
Yeah, it's always been like that. Unfortunately, my lips are 80 years old, and my brain is about 112 some days.
Yep, and I understand that, and I hope it was okay to do a little plug there for our repeater system. I just wanted to let everybody know that I was going to do a tomorrow morning's net on West Branch 14694. So I hope that was okay. Let me know if it is. If it isn't, I won't do it again.
Well, I'll tell you, if you send me 3 dozen chocolate chip cookies, we'll call it a wash, okay? No, that's fine. That's fine. Just don't expect me there. I'm retired, man. I don't get to bed till 1 or 2 in the morning, and I sleep till about 9 o'clock. So you won't hear me. So take care. Nice to have you in here again. W8REJ, and I am clear.
Yeah, Rob, I feel the same way. I played the band for over 40 years, and I got that nighttime schedule. I just can't get out of it. I got to set my alarm for tomorrow morning so I can get up at 7 and do the net for the guys. And it's all good. It's all good. All right, you have a good night, Rob, W8REJ. This is KEAYL. Have a good night. 7-3 to you. God bless. Thanks for getting me in.
KEAWMR.
89NN mobile monitor.